On this cool autumn evening, however, all the fishing gear is stored away in dark cellars, the empty hunting guns with polished barrels are hanging in their racks, and the bags of newly fallen leaves are stacked by the roadside for tomorrow morning's garbage pickup. This, unfortunately, is not a typical Sunday. Oh, the painted ribbons of fire-colored clouds which stretch across the width of the horizon are a sight to see, and the air is exceptionally easy to breathe. But the free ice cream from Mr. Harper doesn't taste as good anymore, knowing that it will be the last one. Ever. 6 minutes. The majority of us were either lying on our family room floor watching television or listening to the Sunday evening special on the radio when the announcement was broadcast. It was the last thing anyone had expected to hear. After all, Reverend Parsons had just given a strong sermon this morning on the importance of passing God on to future generations. So naturally, when the emergency broadcast announcer spoke, there were those who grabbed their families and sped down Route 67 in hopes of spending their last precious moments with a close relative. Trying to get to a shelter would have been futile because the nearest location that anyone knew about was nearly 30 miles west in Madison. Then there were those of us who took it in stride, like it was just another obstacle in life's path that would have to be met and overcome. My grandma was just such a person. When she heard the news, she walked calmly into the kitchen and began making a pitcher of pink lemonade. Meanwhile, here I sit on the steps of my front porch, peeling off loose paint with my fingernail and looking at the frantic people around me. If somebody had asked me 15 minutes ago how a certain person would respond in a situation like this, I thought I would have been able to tell them precisely what that person would have done. I've just proven to myself that I was undeniably wrong. 5 minutes. I keep finding myself staring at the second hand on my watch. It seems to be moving a million times faster than I've ever seen it move before. A few years ago, my friend Charlie asked me what I'd do if I knew I only had 10 minutes left to live, and I told him I'd do all the stuff that I was never allowed to do before. But now that his scenario has come true, I'm not so sure anymore. I know in the back of my mind that there's something I want to do. I'm just not sure what it is. I can hear Grandma stirring the pink lemonade in the kitchen, and I sigh. If there was ever a time when this town knew an atheist, surely that must now be in the past. In the distance, I can hear Reverend Parsons ringing the church bell, and I notice the far-off streetlights beginning to flicker into existence with the waning light. The street has emptied out quickly. 4 minutes. Grandma carefully presses down on the handle of the screen door with her elbow and steps through the doorframe, carrying a glass of pink juice in each hand. It is then that I suddenly realize what I want to do so badly. I tell Grandma that I love her and I give her a kiss on the cheek before the screen door is even closed. I ask her if I may take her glass of lemonade with me. This time she smiles at me and doesn't ask where I'm going or what time I'll be back. She knows the thoughts and dreams of the young. She knows exactly where I'm going and what I intend to do. In fact, she knew 2 minutes ago before the thought had even crossed my mind. I can feel Grandma watching me from behind as I turn and walk rapidly down the long gravel road. I sense her longing to go with me, but she knows that she's had her chance and now it's my turn. I look back over my shoulder and wave to her, and even though I can barely make out the spectacles perched atop her nose, I can still see the single teardrop etch its way down her face. 3 minutes.